Today, our essential question is, why do people set high goals for themselves and others don't? We are joined by our very special guest, James Ketchell. Here's a little bit about James. James rode across the Atlantic Ocean and climbed Mount Everest and cycled 18,000 miles around the world. Thank you for joining us on the chat, James.
Thank you for having me, guys. I'm really excited to speak.
Why do people do dangerous things even though they know they could get injured?
Why do people do dangerous things even though they know they could get injured? That's a great question. I think people do these things happy. And there is an element of risk, but anything worth doing, there's always going to be an element of risk and a little bit of danger. And if it was easy, everyone would do it. I think there's multiple reasons for it. Doing these things makes me feel alive. It makes me feel happy. And when you find out what you like to do, you should try and do more of it.
Okay. Why did you choose to do all these crazy adventures?
Why did I choose to do all these crazy adventures? Okay, because, well, I never set out to do it, if I'm honest. I only ever set out to row across the Atlantic Ocean. But then doing that, I then ended up doing other things off the back of that. And he introduced me to the idea, and he gave me the opportunity to go out to Everest. So one thing led on to another. And when you push yourself outside of your comfort zone and you work hard and you do things that you have not done before, that is when good things will happen for you.
Yeah.
Lots of this world.
When did you make this as your career?
Can you just repeat that question again, please, buddy?
When did you make this as your career?
Oh, that's a good question. When did I make this as my career? It kind of, honest, I set out to row across the Atlantic. When I rowed across the Atlantic, I actually had a real job, and they gave me time off. And then I had to go back to the job afterwards. But in order to go out to Everest, I had to leave the job, which was a real risk. But when I got back from, started asking me to give talks, and so I started giving talks, and then more and more people started asking me to give talks, and people who run companies said, hey, come and speak at our event and we'll pay you. And over time, it just happened. I never woke up one morning, I'm going to change my career and be a professional adventurer and a professional speaker. It just happened over time. But probably around 2014, I was doing this full time. So I've been doing it for a little while now.
That's really cool. Yeah. Did you pass any dangerous animals on the way up or down Mount Everest?
I pass any dangerous animals on the way up and down Everest? Well, here's an interesting fact. Higher up, there really are no animals as you go higher up. But on the trail, so when I was trekking up to base camp, there's lots of, they're called, and I guess they look a little bit like big sort of cows or like buffaloes with these huge horns on. And the locals use them to load up. They put things on their back and they carry things up and down the trail. Now, they can be a little bit dangerous because if you get too close to them, they have these on their head and they can headbutt you. So you have to be a little bit careful walking around them. But apart from that, I didn't have any encounters with any wild animals.
What did you
think? And here's an interesting idea for you. When you have a spare 5 minutes, guys, do some research and find out live up on Everest. I can tell you right now that there's not many.
What did you think about while you were rowing across the Atlantic? Were you wondering about your family and friends?
That's a really great question. What was I thinking when I rowed across the Atlantic? Okay, so your brain can be your greatest ally, but your worst enemy at the same time. And what I mean by that is it's very important to stay positive and to try and, you know, not get too down when things aren't going your way. So what I used to do is all the things I wanted to do when I finished the row. So things to look forward to, people I was going to see, things I was going to do. And I had a little book and I used to write all these things down. And the more things that I would write down, it gave me more reason just to keep going. And every day, not have been much, but I would be get closer towards my end goal. And I thought about so many different things. And when things got very difficult, I thought about why I was doing this, and I'd work so hard to make it happen, raising all the sponsorship and organizing it too. And I knew that it would be temporary. And nothing is forever. So it's whilst I may be tired and hungry and maybe a little sunburn, or, you know, it's never going to last forever. And I wanted to enjoy it, those memories. And I thought about the charity that I was raising money for. So all the I was raising money for, and those things kept me going.
What countries did you travel through while you were biking?
Wow, what countries did I travel through when I was cycling around the world? Oh, gee, guys, loads. Oh, mounts. Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Czech Republic, Poland, Ukraine, Romania, Bulgaria, Turkey, India, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, America, Portugal, Spain, France, and back up to into London.
That's a lot of countries. Yeah,
quite a long way.
Yeah.
You could do it though, guys. It was great. I met so many great people, very kind people.
After you were in the hospital, why did you never stop exploring?
After I was in hospital, why did I never stop exploring? I think because I found something that made me very happy, and I felt very, I enjoyed it, and it's something that I enjoy. See, what I do would be a lot of people's worst nightmare, but for me it's fun, this is what I do for fun. So I enjoy it. So that's why I continue to do it.
How did you keep pushing yourself during the trips?
Can you just say that again? Sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
How do you keep pushing yourself during the trips?
How do I keep pushing myself during the trips? Well, I think very similar to one of the last questions. Think about the reasons why I'm doing something, and I think about all the people that have helped me, because although I may be, like, for example, when I was in the Atlantic on my own, but so many people helped me get there. And if it wasn't for all the people in the background, all the sponsors that had helped make it happen, I wouldn't be there. So those are the things that I sort of think about as well.
Did you ever doubt yourself before all the things you did?
Yes, very much so. When I was young, when I was your age, guys, I didn't have much confidence. I never would have dreamt that I'd be the only guy on the planet to have rowed across the Atlantic, climb Everest and cycle the world. I would have written a book and all sorts of other things. But it's amazing what you can do into it. And, you know, taking the first step is the hardest part. It gets easier after that. So, yeah.
Did people try to talk you out of doing these adventures?
Yeah, did people try to talk me out of doing these? Some people did, and it's a good job I didn't listen to them, eh? And these are very good people that weren't trying to deny me of the opportunity. I think they were just generally concerned for me. And in life, when you try to do something and always going to come across people that will say, you can't do that or you shouldn't do that. But you must never listen to those people. If you want something enough and you really, really want it and you're prepared to work hard, it'll work out. And it doesn't matter what you do, there'll always be someone that say you shouldn't do that. So don't worry. Anytime someone says, don't do that, and I don't mean about behavior. Obviously, you have to. I mean, if you're wanting to try to do something, you'll be amazed at what you can do, guys. And here, I want to tell you something, guys. When you go to bed this evening, when you put your head on your, close your eyes, just think, anything that you want to do or anything that you want to become when you're older, it is absolutely possible. Every one of you has the ability to do anything you want. I promise you that. I promise you, and I know what I'm talking about, because compared to you guys, I'm very old and I'm a bit of a dinosaur now. So there you go, guys.
Some people are very happy just being a normal person that goes to work and comes home every day. Why do some people set such big goals for themselves and some do not?
That's a very good question. Why do people set such big goals? Well, I think the people who set big goals are people who've found something they enjoy and they've found some confidence. They believe that they can do things. They believe that they can make a difference. And there's nothing wrong with just having a normal job. You know, not everyone goes out and does big, crazy things. And that's okay. It's what you have to remember, guys, is as long as you're happy and you feel fulfilled doing what it is that you do, then it doesn't really matter what you do, to be honest.
Yeah. How can kids learn how to set high goals for themselves?
How can kids learn how to set high goals for themselves? That's a great question. Well, I would start by saying, start now. And what I mean by that is, instead of setting a, begin with and maybe struggling with that, take this really big goal and break it down into small chunks, and start working towards these small little stepping stones towards something big. And you can do that now. So what I would say is just break things down and think. There's one thing that I want to tell you guys. Things are never as hard or as bad as you might initially think. And here's what I mean by that. Maybe you're dreading a test at school or something because you think maybe you won't do so well. But then when you do it, you think, yeah, maybe that wasn't so bad after all. That's what I would say. Or just believe that you can do something. If you really believe you can do something, you're already over halfway there, I promise you.
Thank you so much to our very special guest, James Ketchell. Please make sure you turn into the chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade next week and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Bye! Bye.